Now we have a shutvis between a Jew and a goy, an animal. Multilazes by the Yehuda Malacha b'Shabbos a day. She yatnem and the Yehuda b'Tchila. The way a goy will be able to work with this animal on Yontif is when they made a partnership in the beginning, they made a condition. Shekonoisa she yito la in Yehuda b'Shabbos yisol b'yomchol, like we saw previously with the pathas. The goy is entitled to the Shabbos work and the Jew to a day connected them on the weekday. It's too late to make it night because the Maisa, an animal belongs to a Jew. Lends it to a goy in a real halva. Sheila is, I lend it to him to get it back. It still belongs to me. Alvo means I lend it to him in a fashion that it gives me back another animal. He doesn't have to give me back this animal. In that case, he made up this guy could sell it, do whatever he wants with it, without any more permission from the Jew. And he made all the responsibility on the guy. Then it's mutter, because that's considered that you actually will machne to the guy, just if you want, it can be machne back. Those that are more lenient would say, even the guy cannot sell it, still it's permitted. This is similar to what we saw in the previous sin. Basically, I say, you can't sell it, but we're evaluating how much it's worth today, and that value you have to get back. And then they made this also as a point key, which means that the Jew has rights to on this animal to get it back for the payment of this loan that he gave to the good. Oh yeah, reno etzlo, or he should give it as a mashkin to the Jew. That the Jew has a right to collect from this animal. Main thing is he should not say that it will retroactively belong to the Jew, because it will retroactively belong to the Jew, and the guy works with it on Shabbos, and he's working with the Jews and animal on Shabbos. Yesh matir mal yidei she yazir Yisrael and Yehuda she lo yazir ben aloche Shabbos. This is permitted by the fact that he says to the guy, you should not work with this on Shabbos. Before we said we can't rely on a Jew not to work with on Shabbos. So yeah, but he's not relying on Jews. You're not allowed to work on Shabbos. If you do work with on Shabbos, then you take responsibility on this. I feel me onsen, even if an oinus happens, it's total in your issues now. Yichtav came back to say, and you have to write a document that the non-Jewish courts approve of. Basically set up a thing. Don't work with it on Shabbos. If you do, it'll become yours. Since he bought it to be chayiv, even any time of oinus that will happen, God will have to reimburse it. Says the Ramah, the Chostadi, and Teyin, Eilu, Ichzan, Inu. You can rely on all these Teyin, the Chalasis, Ezen, Shiyutza. You can pick any one of the above. I feel in behem kula shel Yisrael dino ki lo hisa shuta sen yuda actually false she also be dead answer. Even if an animal belongs fully to the Jew, still he makes these conditions as if it belonged at least partly to the guy, and they should also be mefiles him that they did this hetter, so people shouldn't think that he's working with a Jewish animal on Shabbos. It does say though that all these hetterim, one should not rely on lechatchila. It's all the shasat rak, unfortunately.